What is going wrong in America with our automobile production, and where do we stand right now? They are in trouble, aren't they?
They're in real serious trouble, and you know, there's many things that might account for it, and I won't get into a lot of the issues of long-term labor issues that might be part of it, but I will comment on the fact that, you know, I've talked to these people, and I've heard other people comment. They made things in the past, statements in the past, like we're never going to build a hybrid car because we don't think hybrid cars have a future. With that lack of vision, you can understand why they might have serious problems. We built a hybrid car back in the mid 1990s using one of our rotor power engines, and this is a car. It was based around a Honda Civic, and it went 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds, and was projected to get 70 miles to the gallon of gas. I think that hybrid cars certainly were recognized by Honda and Toyota a long time ago as having a future. Why Detroit couldn't see this as an option, now they have to go and lease these rights or acquire these rights through license from Japanese companies. This is unnecessary, but this is one example.
All right, well, I'm not sure if it's Brazil, but I think it might be Brazil, which has almost transitioned, I'm told, entirely to hybrid cars, or very nearly entirely to hybrid cars, and it's all working very well indeed. Are you aware of that?
Well, they're hybrid. There's many hybrids, but really what you're probably referring to is dual fuel
that's right.
cars, and that's Brazil. And that, of course, what is most interesting there is they're able in the very near future to run the whole country on ethanol. There won't be any gasoline going into their cars.
That's right.
That's the most exciting thing, and I think that that's something we could do in time here. It would take us a long time because we burn a lot of fuel in America. But still, ethanol is a wonderful option. It certainly is the option for the sky car because it has so many other advantages besides being very clean and not dependent upon the Far East or the Middle East.
Well, if a whole country like Brazil can do something like this, I refuse to believe that a country with our abilities, America, cannot.
Well, yeah, it takes a national commitment, which apparently we're not willing to provide at this point in time. There has to be some incentives initially, and of course we have provided incentives to the ethanol industry here. By the way, our company is sponsored by the ethanol industry. They think that the ethanol is a big future in this type of transportation, and we're working with them to make that a case.
What is the engine that you've got in the test vehicle that you've got now?
This is an engine that we developed, and of course, this is the engine that's being going to be manufactured in Eastern Europe. It's a very small engine. We have actually models small enough you could hold in your palm of your hand to put out 2 horsepower.
Wow.
We have engines the size of a bucket that put out 150 horsepower, and we have engines the size of, 2 feet long and a foot in diameter that put out 300 horsepower.
Wow. It seems to me that even current traditional U.S. car companies ought to be interested in what you just said.
Well, if we thought we would get a hearing, we would certainly approach them, but based upon just observations, I'm not very optimistic. Most of my positive reception has come from companies like Toyota and Honda, although in all fairness, Ford did take a serious look at what we're doing at one point a few years ago.
Huh. So the Japanese car companies, though, have probably taken the most intense look.
Absolutely. And Toyota seems to look at everything. I mean, they really are on top of They're even building airplanes out there, and Honda's coming out with a new airplane, a small microjet aircraft. So the car companies are looking at aircraft, not necessarily my type of aircraft for sure, but the fact that the car companies are going in the aircraft direction is a sign that the future is going to change.
Well, what's happened to our car companies in America? Why are they not forward-looking as they once were?
Well, big companies become kind of complacent over a period of time. For the Japanese to compete here, they had to offer something special, and they tended to offer, you know, initially fairly small, inexpensive cars that were reliable, and building on that reputation and continuing to keep that reputation allows them to build cars in America Toyota and Honda that are reliable with American manpower at economic prices compared to Detroit? I don't have a direct answer other than the fact that I've seen myself many big companies that went south because of the complacency of being the top dog.